I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Speaking of the devil, look who just walked in. Country music has been mourning singer Mindy McCready. Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks tweeted, "Too much tragedy to overcome." Winona Judd wrote, "Addiction is a disease and not a character flaw." After Mindy McCready, who just entered court-ordered drug rehab, committed suicide yesterday on the same front porch where record producer David Wilson, the father of her 10-month-old son, also shot and killed himself last month. Mindy rocketed into the country music stratosphere in the 90s, but fell as quickly, ending up on the show Celebrity Rehab, where she was treated for love addiction. In one of her first hits, 10,000 Angels, she sings about falling for the wrong guy. Help me break this spell that I'm under. Guide my feet and hold me tight. I need 10,000 angels watching over me tonight. Brian Mansfield covered country music for USA Today in Nashville. Brian, you write it was kind of eerie to hear this song.
It really is, because it's about a guy, but you know, you hear somebody talking about, I can't fight all that I'm feeling, and I can't do it alone. Help me break this spell that I'm under. Guide my feet and hold me tight. You know, if anybody needed 10,000 angels watching over her yesterday, it was Mindy.
Well, and let's explain why. A lot of her fans know this, but she tried to kill herself several other times. She had addictions. Early this month, she checked into court-ordered rehab and had to give up both of her children to foster care. When people close to her, including the father of her older child, Xander, asked the judge to intervene because they were concerned that she wasn't taking care of the children because of drug and alcohol abuse. You hate to say it, but she was like a country song.
She really was. Somebody this morning said that it was a shame that she couldn't handle all of the pressures of being famous. To me, it kind of looked like the problem that she had was handling the pressures when the fame started to go away.
Yeah. And she so obviously had talent. So why did the fame go away?
The only thing that I can think of that really makes sense is the personality issues. I mean, you know, she was very charismatic. Going back and listening to some of her music today, she had a great voice. You know, she was popular with the right kind of music at the right time, but it just, when it fell apart fast.
And you say issues. I mean, just tell us more about that.
She grew up in a pretty troubled family. Her parents divorced when she was very young, and she would tell stories of her mother going away for weekends with guys, basically telling Mindy, "I'm going to go try to land you a new daddy." And she would leave Mindy at home at like 11 or 12 years old to take care of her younger brother for an entire weekend.
Yeah.
Mindy wanted to get out of that house so badly that she graduated from high school 2 years early at age 16, got out to Nashville as soon as she could, got her brother up with her in Nashville. And so they were, when she was like 21 years old, she was taking care of her brother in Nashville.
Yeah.
And the substance abuse problems didn't really get public until about 2004, so after she'd been off the charts for a couple of years. But then when that happened, it was one arrest after another, one suicide attempt after another, one bad boyfriend after another, and you know, and it just started spiraling farther and farther and farther out of control.
We mentioned that custody battle over her son Xander. Xander's father, country singer Billy McKnight, was once charged with trying to kill Mindy. Just really tough stuff. You know, we have to wonder, here she was in rehab. She'd had so many suicide attempts. You always wonder, why was, you know, someone with those issues, why do they have guns? But I suppose those will be questions for down the road. Right now, how is Nashville reacting to this?
I would say they're very saddened, but not necessarily shocked.
Brian Mansfield covers the country music industry for USA Today in Nashville. We'll go out with another of Mindy McCready's hits from the 90s, Guys Do It All the Time. Brian, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Absolutely, anytime.
Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now. I know I